Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We were talking briefly with Carl about that game last night, and I'm with you on this. I loved watching that.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
A low-scoring, big-time defensive game.
And this is a even though they lost, I said this to you off the air, too. Even though they lost this game last night, and give the Cowboys credit for just a great effort against this juggernaut offense that was, you know, is averaging almost 40 points a game. The Cowboys and the turnaround that they've had there, I mean, they look like they were on their way, you know, fire Garrett and all of this. Well, they've turned it around. And Amari Cooper has been a major factor for them. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
But here's why I like the Saints to go to the Super Bowl, even if they have to go on the road to play the NFC Championship game, because the odds are pretty good that they're going to get a first-round bye, at least that. Pretty good. I think their defense is really good. I mean, you think of them only for their offense, they have a very underrated defensive football team.
There was a play in this game that unfortunately goes into the scrap heap of history because they lost, and it could have been the play we were talking about this morning, and that's when Cam Jordan forced a fumble of Dak Prescott.
He's a great player, Cam Jordan.
And that play was an all-timer because he's being held. I mean, if you watch the replay and they threw a flag on it, rightfully so, he's being held and still somehow finds a way to slap the ball away from Dak Prescott and forcing this incredibly huge turnover with 2.5 minutes to go. The problem was Drew Brees threw an interception soon after that.
He did.
And the Cowboys won this game. How good was Van Der Esch been? My God.
Van Der Esch is a tremendous play.
Incredible.
I mean, Sean Lee, is he ever going to get back on the field again, Sean Lee?
Who knows?
I don't know about that. Between Van Der Esch and the kid from Notre Dame, was it Jalen Smith? Those guys, that's pretty good they got there, those two linebackers.
Really is. I thought the roughing the kicker penalty on Gregory was going to kill him. Remember, at that point, it was 13-3. It extended a drive. Kirkwood had the touchdown not too much later. It's 13-10. And the refs missed a big call. They clearly missed a leading with the helmet penalty.
Refs missed the call.
But you'd probably prefer them miss it as opposed to calling it when it's not there.
Yes. No, I definitely would rather see them miss than do that.
But that was
correct.
That was a break for the Cowboys. But overall, that's a really impressive win. And I feel now that while the value was good on my Redskin bet, it is now dead money. Because the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the
NFC. Well, they still got to play. They got another game with the Redskins coming up. And they still got to play the Eagles again. And I can't completely dismiss the Eagles yet either.
Well, they're done with the Redskins.
Are they done with them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. They lost in Washington and they won Thanksgiving. You're right. You're right. That's right.
Here's what they have left. And because of what they just did to the Saints, I think they could beat anybody on their schedule, especially the way they're playing. They've won 4 in a row.
Right.
I mean, it's been very impressive.
Yeah, no question.
They play the Eagles at home, obviously a monumental game. We'll see what Philadelphia does coming up Monday night against the Redskins.
Right.
At Indianapolis, not easy. Home against Tampa.
Should win.
And at the Giants.
Should win.
I mean, they are on their way.
11 wins? 10 wins?
Potentially 10 or 11 wins.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago. We were talking about the division being 8-8, 9-7.
Yeah. That game next week, look, I mean, the Eagles got to win as well this week. They play Monday night, they play the Redskins. That's a huge game. They need to win that game. They got to win that game, and they have to beat Dallas next week if they have designs on winning the division.
No question about it.
Have to.
But the Cowboys have clearly started to separate themselves with what they've done. And really, that Amari Cooper trade is looking like it's worth it.
Yep.
As far as home field advantage, keep an eye on the Bears because the Bears have 3 losses. The Saints now have 2. The Bears play the Rams after they play the
Giants.
In Chicago.
Yep.
So if they could somehow, and I think for the Bears to get get a first round bye, they probably have to run the table and win 13 games.
Probably.
And that means the Saints, who still have some tricky games on their schedule.
And they still got to play Carolina twice. They haven't played Carolina yet.
Absolutely.
So that's not going to be, I don't see them beating Carolina 2 times. I got to be honest with you, I don't see that.
And if that's the case, then the Bears still kind of have an outside shot to get a first round
bye. Pittsburgh's in New Orleans, though.
Yes, absolutely.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you that as bad as Drew Brees and the Saint offense was, I still think you walk away impressed by how good this defense is.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question about it. And especially what we've seen over the last number of weeks. You know, you saw that they shut down the Eagles. They certainly shut down Cincinnati when they played them. Even the Rams, even when they played the Rams, even though they gave up 35 to the Rams, I thought they played pretty good defense in that game. I really did.
Also, just looking at some tiebreak scenarios, the Bears inside their conference have one loss. The Saints have two, which means if the Bears could tie up New Orleans.
What's the Bears? They lost to the Packers opening night, right?
Well, yeah, that was the game they blew, which they should have won.
And they lost to two AFC East teams, lost to Miami and New England.
Right. That's why those losses, look, every loss matters, but those losses matter a little differently because those tiebreakers turn out to be huge.
Right.
So if the Saints get tripped up again, and it's possible, like you pointed out, with the schedule that they have, and the Bears win out, the Chicago Bears could have a first-round bye, and all of a sudden the Saints could actually have to play on Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, well, that makes a big difference.
I wouldn't bet on it. I don't think it'll happen because I don't think the Bears are going to run the table. I mean, they have to play the Rams, we mentioned. They have another game with Green Bay. They go to Minnesota.
I know Carl likes the Giants this week. I don't think the Giants are beating the Bears. I would be surprised if the Giants win Sunday, to be honest.
I would be, too. So surprised that I'm actually very much ready to lay the points with Chicago when we make
our picks.
Was
it 4.5?
Yeah, it's at 4.5.
I didn't touch that game.
Yeah.
I actually won with the Giants 2 weeks in a row.
How about that?
But I'm not playing that this week.
Somebody's winning with the Giants.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.